It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are going to hear from Cole Prisabilla, Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, and then later in the program, from Kathy Parker, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, talking about the COVID-19 response. But starting off this morning, again, as I mentioned, Cole Prisabilla, Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, is joining us on the telephone. Cole, thanks so much for coming on today.
Absolutely, BJ. Thank you for having me this morning.
So on Wednesday, you helped host the second in a series of business webinars. How have those been going so far?
Good. They've had some great turnouts, some great input, and some really good discussions. I think they're a useful resource for our Tuolumne County businesses to really understand what are those public health officer orders, what is the state doing, how is the county reacting, and kind of looking forward. So it kind of brings it all together and in the hopes to assist businesses in our county to really understand.
I've noticed during the first two, you had a pretty long list of guests who came to speak and give different perspectives on different things. Is that kind of the plan moving forward as well?
So absolutely. So not only in guests, so we had the public health officer for the county. We've had supervisors. We also plan and intend to invite the sheriff, Sheriff Bill Pulley, and so the list will continue to kind of grow, and we'll have different guests, but overall the same framework will be about what are those guidance drafts and how businesses can expect to operate during this COVID time.
So what are some of the most common questions that you're hearing from local businesses right now?
The questions still are very much about the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan, about the Paycheck Protection Program, and other resources available, while recently it's a lot about those guidance drafts. One thing to note is just to remind sole proprietors, so we're talking about business owners who are their sole employee, self-employed, independent contractors, they can apply for all three. So Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan, they can apply for the Paycheck Protection Program, and recently they can now apply for Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. The one thing to note is that SBA Economic Injury Loan, you should definitely use for bills and expenses, while that Paycheck Protection Program, you should use for payroll if you are going to apply for both.
That Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, that's a relatively new thing that business owners and self-contractors can apply, right?
Yeah, so it was part of the original CARES Act, the economic stimulus package. And so sole proprietors were trying to apply for unemployment assistance back in the beginning of April. And most likely they would have gotten an email back that said zero benefit. But on April 28th, the state and the kind of the guidance finally caught up, and they had an application that was directly for independent contractors, sole proprietors, and those self-employed. And so now all three of those types of business owners can apply as of April 28th for the pandemic unemployment assistance. And if they go to tcdisasterassistance.com or the California EDD website, they'll find information for it.
You mentioned those webinars, and I know you've been doing MyMotherlode.com blogs quite regularly, including some links into some of the things that you've done. Are you planning to continue to record those webinars and make them available after the fact?
Absolutely. So those webinars are recorded and held in two different locations. So luckily we have a really amazing partner with Access Tuolumne. Jerry Day is doing a great job of not only recording those for backing it up, but also putting those up on Access Tuolumne, the recorded webinars, and also we are then linking to them on the TC Disaster Assistance blog, so there's multiple places to find those recorded webinars. In addition, during the webinars, there's the Q&A portion where we kind of write out questions. At this point, the answers for people to view after the webinar are about a week behind to make sure we get through and answer all those questions. So for example, today while we're releasing the recording of last night's webinar, we're also going to put up on a blog the Q&A from April 22nd.
Those various state and federal programs that you referenced earlier, you know, are you hearing some common questions from the business leaders about, you know, issues or challenges that they have going through that process?
Yeah, we're still getting a lot of questions about what's the status of my application? How do I find out the status of my application? And for the most part, it's unfortunately the only way to find an answer is to email fresno@sba.gov. I know that we're getting responses from Fresno office, so they're doing a great job of getting through those emails, but I know they're inundated. But I did talk to our deputy director for our region, which is out of Fresno, and we're at Tuolumne County, and that's Dawn Golick. If you remember, she was a part of one of our webinars. She did say that the disaster assistance loans, so those economic injury disaster loans, are about 3.5 weeks out. So essentially, if you apply about 3.5 weeks ago, you may be getting a response soon. And then in addition, there are people that are receiving their advances. And then one thing to note, too, is that those advances, to remind everyone, is up to $10,000. They kind of changed that, what the advance was, and it's up to $10,000 based on how many employees you put on in that application. So, for example, if you're a sole proprietor and you are your sole employee, most likely you'll have a $1,000 advance. Whereas if you had 100 employees, for example, you would most likely get a $10,000 advance. So,
have you gotten much feedback if local businesses are taking advantage of these programs?
It absolutely seems like there are a ton of businesses taking advantage of this. I've spoken to a couple local banks, and for example, Oak Valley Community Bank has shared that they've processed 118 loans in the past few weeks, and that was as of yesterday. And you can essentially equate that one branch of Oak Valley Community Bank in Sonora, that's about $6 million in loans, and most likely with 118, that'll double. So there's a lot of interest in that Paycheck Protection Program. And then for the economic injury disaster loan, the thing that I can make sure everyone understands is there is hope that money is coming, those advances are coming. Even if you haven't heard from the SBA, it is happening locally as well.
Then you also mentioned the draft guidelines for businesses earlier in the interview here. Can you explain a little bit about what the draft guidelines are?
So the draft guidelines are created in the public health department with the guidance of the health officer. And those are essentially a checklist for businesses to then allow themselves during that stage two, when we can start to allow more businesses to open up that are part of California's low risk. There's this risk level, and it allows them to open up with some sanitation, some protocols, so that they then are following the state guidance while also being able to open their business.
And then are you keeping in close contact with the state to see how everything's going to roll out on that end?
We are, and that's a big we. So each different department, so public health, the CAO's office, the innovation and business assistants, the supervisors, we all have our own different associations and partners, and we all each talk to them. And then weekly, and daily almost, it feels like, with everyone else on Zoom webinars, we keep in touch to make sure we share information and all understand who we're talking to, what we're hearing. And so there is a lot of information sharing going on.
Is there ways that you're collecting information to find out what the local economic impact is like here in the community?
Yes, absolutely. And so actually just on Thursday, we released a business survey in the hopes to really kind of understand the impact COVID-19 has had on our Tuolumne County businesses. And so we're collecting that information in the hopes that businesses will be able to share some of their unemployment, some of their business resiliency, some of their resource acceptance rates, meaning did they get any of those federal resources if they applied and for how much. So really to kind of understand in the past few months what's happened so that then we can start planning and looking out farther of what it is that as an innovation and business assistance department do we need to be focusing on to help our Tuolumne County businesses be resilient through the next couple months looking forward.
Well, Cole, we appreciate the update today. Anything else you'd like to get out to the local business community?
Absolutely. I am always amazed by how much community support and assistance and looking to help each other that not only do our Tuolumne County businesses do, but also the community members themselves. So it's been pretty inspiring, and it's made me be able to get to work every day and not feel overwhelmed with the amount of emails I have to get through, because I know there's people that are working even harder than me and making sure that their businesses are up and running or getting ready to be up and running. And I am here to help. My number, as always, 209-288-4030. You can email, text, call. I am up and calling and emailing people whenever they get to me.
There is a road ahead, so I imagine you'd like to see the community work together and see us all do this collectively.
Absolutely.
Well, Cole, thank you so much for coming on and getting us up to speed.
No, thank you, BJ. I appreciate what you do for our community and getting the information out that everyone needs to hear.
And coming up next on Motherload Views, we'll be joined by Kathy Parker, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools. She'll give us an update on things being looked at ahead of the upcoming school year and the planning. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.